Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because this is radio on the internet. There's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov. Before I get into the nuts and bolts of this editorial, I just want to make sure that people understand that it looks like Gmail is blocking the people who use Gmail to get our new editorial updates, and that's very upsetting. We have our internet guru looking into it. He's going to try to fix it, but you know, Gmail is it's an enormous corporation. It's owned by Google, and well, I guess I should feel proud of some sort because these big social media providers generally only block people who make a difference. So I guess Galganov.com is making a difference, but it doesn't make me happy. What I suggest in the written editorial, as you probably read, just check on Galganov.com every day or a couple of times a day, because I generally post or publish a new editorial every day or every other day, and I don't want you to miss what I write, and I don't think you want to miss what I write either. Today, President Trump announced this massive, massive trade deal with Mexico. No one thought that it was going to happen, but then again, no one thought that a fraction of the things that Donald Trump had promised was going to happen. He's not 2 years into his presidency, and he's done more in the amount of time that he's been at the White House than all the presidents I can think of combined over decades have done. It's remarkable. And this deal with Mexico is stupendous. And from what I can understand, one of the things that's the highlight of this agreement, which means a lot to me being a Canadian, is that President Trump has said that Mexico has agreed to accept as much or buy as much American farm produce as they possibly can. Which means that Canada better get off its ass, and Canada better drop its supply management, which is that communist style control over eggs and dairy and poultry, which includes chickens and turkeys, cheese, all kinds of things that are related to dairy and poultry. It is unbelievable. When Ann and I go to the States and we do a grocery order, we really load up on turkeys, we load up on eggs, we load up on chickens, because in many cases, it's half to one-third the price, certainly for things like cheese. So why should roughly, I don't know what the number is, I forget, it's like 14,000 or less than 14,000 or 15 or 16,000, but we're talking about a pittance of people. Why should 16,000 farmers, for example, hold 35 million Canadians hostage? Why should we have to pay two or three times the same amount of money, or three or more times the money for the same products that the Americans pay? It makes absolutely no sense. And for Canadians to be so upset with Trump, because Trump said either Canada is going to accept a fair deal, which both sides are going to accept and both sides are going to benefit from, or what the president's going to do is just impose a 25% duty or tariff on Canadian-made automobiles, and that'll be that. He said it'll be the simplest deal he's ever made in the world. So what is our doofus prime minister going to do now? He's got a real problem. He was very proud to stick it to the Americans, to stick it to the President of the United States. He thinks he's David fighting Goliath. Well, let me tell you something. Goliath only won in the Bible. Very often, the underdog takes a beating. In this case, Canada is going to take a beating. However, if Trudeau does what Trudeau should do, then as a Canadian, I'm going to win. I eat a lot of eggs, and I eat a lot of chicken. We're going to win. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com, radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, you have a great, great day.